reaction out of Washington. Let's bring in our Simon Marks. Simon, this latest test is the 14th to be carried out by North Korea since the beginning of the year. How is this being perceived in Washington, and is there anything that they can do about it?
Well, it has, of course, Ali Chan, been met with the ritual condemnation that the White House and the State Department now goes through every single time there is one of these missile tests. The President of the United States saying that if North Korea thinks that this kind of behavior is going to make it more secure, it is incorrect. The Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, saying that under no circumstances will the United States permit North Korea to develop nuclear military capability, and he reserved criticism for Russia and China for not having done more to constrain North Korean action. There is talk in the air here this weekend that next week the Trump administration wants to take some kind of action on North Korea. And as you know, the president has said in the past that if necessary, he will act unilaterally against Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. But we don't know precisely what that means. And any kind of unilateral military action would only potentially further destabilize the situation there. So tough decisions for President Trump to make. He may, given that he's so beleaguered on so many other fronts, be quite interested in changing the topic and getting everyone to focus on North Korea, but we will have to see what he decides to do.
Okay, tough decisions indeed. Let's turn to another tough situation, Ryan Priebus's resignation. Another GOP establishment name is out. Why is the president making his change now, and what does this tell us about the future direction of the Trump administration?
Well, you're making a very important point there, Ali Chan. Indeed, Reince Priebus is a GOP establishment name, a former head of the Republican National Committee. He served as the bridge between Donald Trump's White House and Republicans in Congress. Most of the figures around Donald Trump have no legislative experience and very few ties to the establishment within the Republican Party. But Donald Trump has clearly bought the argument advanced by his new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, that Reince Priebus is a problem, that Reince Priebus is a leaker, that he's been passing on information from inside the White House to reporters. So Reince Priebus, after 6 months, unceremoniously ditched. John Kelly, formerly the head of the Department of Homeland Security up until now, a former Army general, he's coming in to run things at the White House. He is not a Republican establishment figure, and it's going to be interesting to see whether he can bring any sense of order to the White House, a White House where, up until now, frankly, chaos has reigned.
All right, just in the last hour, Donald Trump has taken to his favorite form of communication, and his latest tweet is lashed out at Senate Democrats, hasn't he?
Yes, well, welcome to your new job, General Kelly. This is going to be a problem for General Kelly. Very difficult to bring order to a White House where a tweeting president can at any point throw all the cards up into the air. And that's what Donald Trump has done yet again within the last hour or so, saying that he wants Mitch McConnell, the Republicans' leader in the Senate, to change the rules and make sure that Republican legislation, any legislation that's debated, can pass with a simple majority, 51 votes, not the filibuster-proof 60 votes that is currently required to pass many of the more controversial items of legislation up on Capitol Hill. I mean, the reality is that's Donald Trump saying, I can't get my legislative agenda passed the way checks and balances are currently set up to try and prevent a president from becoming an authoritarian, so we need to change the rules. Very, very unlikely that Mitch McConnell is going to accede to that suggestion. And all of this fuels the idea that the Trump administration is in trouble, that the president's legislative priorities, including, of course, that failed vote on Obamacare in the Senate on Thursday night, is just leaving the outlook for President Trump increasingly gloomy on a political level.
All right, Simon, as usual, very insightful. Thank you. That was Simon Marks live for us out of Washington.